MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, May 29, 2025. A former Gloucester police officer is being held on a child porn charge. Peabody School Committee is making a move against bullying. Overcast, low 60s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 1:51 p.m. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Gloucester Times, Alexander Aiello, now a former Gloucester police officer, was ordered detained during his initial appearance in a federal courtroom in Boston after being charged with receipt of child sexual abuse material earlier this month, according to a spokesperson for the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Massachusetts. Aiello is no longer employed as a police officer. He was placed on paid administrative leave by the Gloucester Police Department on April 28 after FBI agents executed a search warrant at his home during a cybercrime investigation of a child pornography website that operated over the Tor network, according to the city. The Massachusetts Peace Officer Standards and Training Commission suspended Aiello's law enforcement certification May 12 in response to the charge. Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga suspended the officer without pay effective May 14 after allegations against him surfaced in an FBI special agent's affidavit in the May 9 criminal complaint. In the affidavit, Aiello denied any involvement with or possession of child pornography. He officially resigned May 20, according to the mayor's office. Caroline Enos reports in today's Salem News. Tuesday's Peabody School Committee meeting was an emotional night for parents, teachers, and students who spoke out against bullying and in support of programs and educators facing cuts amid an especially tight budget season. At the beginning of the meeting, the school committee was considering cutting positions equivalent to 24.3 full-time educators to close a $5.6 million budget shortfall for fiscal 2026. Following 2 hours of testimony from parents and teachers during the meeting's public hearing, the district reinstated two paraprofessionals and a therapeutic learning teacher at the middle school, a speech pathologist that works with deaf and hard of hearing students, and two paras at a special education program at the West Elementary School, all positions considered for elimination. The school committee also voted to keep the district's online school, Peabody Prep, operating as it is. That vote followed a decision in May to essentially cut the program and transition its students into state-run online school programs or bring them back in person. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News the Healy Driscoll administration has awarded the City of Salem $1 million through MBTA Communities Catalyst Fund grant to pay for a series of water infrastructure improvements. The projects, including sewer pipe repairs and upgraded stormwater drainage system, are being done as a part of the city's $7.2 million capital improvement plan, according to state and city officials. And Matt Petrie's writing in the Newburyport Daily News, in Salisbury, after losing a chunk of its yearly state funding, the Link House now is trying to find where to relocate the nearly 40 women living at the Maris Center for Women before closing it down on June 30. The Maris Center for Women, located at 197 Elm Street in Salisbury, offers a safe, supportive housing stability program where up to 40 women can focus on recovery and healing with a minimum commitment of 3 months for an extended period of up to 2 years, according to the Link House website. From the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell, today Moynihan Lumber will be hosting its annual student-athlete luncheon to announce this year's male and female North Shore Student-Athletes of the Year. That event will be held at the Salem Country Club in Peabody. High school postseason tournaments ramp up this week with games to start in baseball, softball, as well as boys and girls lacrosse. The tennis postseason has already started, with the Marblehead and Hamilton-Wenham teams posting wins yesterday, as did the Danvers girls tennis team. The Linfield boys and girls tennis teams each posted wins yesterday. Paige Martino became the school's winningest singles player with 71 wins over her career at Linfield High. Endicott College baseball will open play tomorrow morning in the NCAA Division III World Series in East Lake, Ohio. This is the third consecutive year for the Gulls in the tournament, and they are nationally ranked in the top five in the country. The Red Sox lost to the Brewers yesterday. They're off today. Tomorrow night, they open a weekend series in Atlanta against the Braves. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.